Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. We are launching a brand new series today called Anything is Possible. Let's say this together. Anything is possible. Our series verse comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. It says this: Jesus looked at them and said. Now, if Jesus was here today or was in your living room, I wonder what he would look at you and say. He says this: with man, this is impossible. Anyone else staring at a mountain of impossibilities right now? With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In 2021, we are believing that with God, all things are possible. And throughout this series, we're going to remove the label impossible from our vocabulary. Right now, it's impossible for us to come to church. Right now, it's impossible for us to go to the shops. Right now, it's impossible, impossible, impossible. But God's word says, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It's possible to buy that house. It's possible to see your children. It's possible to get out of debt. It's possible to find a job. It's possible to get out of this mess. It's possible. You can either choose to look through a normal lens, or you can shift your focus today and declare anything is possible. I love it when it says this in that verse. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God, all. I love that word, all. Not a few, not some. It's a plural word. It's all things are possible. To kickstart the series, I put a world map on the dartboard and handed Chantel the darts. And I said, wherever it lands, I'll take you on holiday. Because with all things, with faith, all things are possible. Turns out we're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge. Anyway... There we go. So it's good to have some fun in church, isn't it? With that, that's a joke, by the way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that with man right now, things look impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I declare the possibilities of heaven over our church, over people's businesses, over people's families. Right now, I know that people are in distress. People are hurting. People are fearful. People are disillusioned, disappointed. But I pray through the power of your Spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit, right now invade people's homes. I pray that faith would come alive in people's hearts. I pray that people would get a fresh revelation that God is for them and not against them. And I thank you today that anything is possible in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe it, shout amen. Open your window in the lounge and shout amen. Run around the lounge, living room. Come on, sit down. Everyone sit down. There we go. Who we got online? Caroline Pitches. I feel I'm in front of a high mountain praying that God will help me conquer it. Yes, he will. He's going to help you conquer whatever mountain that you're facing. So make sure you drop some comments in the chat and our team are on hand to make sure we're praying for you and helping you. All right. Well, this series isn't just to tickle your ears. But it has the potential to really do something deep in your heart. And I'm told that heart surgery is the most dangerous type of surgery because it's a matter of life and death. I believe that this series is actually going to help people come into new life. So today I want to kick off the new series with the title, Letting Go is Possible. Letting go is possible. Is anyone ready to let go of 2020? I know we've kind of physically let go of it, but are you ready to spiritually, emotionally, and mentally let go of what happened in 2020? I want to say this. 2020 is won and 2020 is done.
Every single one of you watching now means you completed 2020. You need to give yourselves a pat on the back and give yourselves a clap because you made it through what was probably the toughest, hardest year of your life. I'm letting go of 2020, but I'm also very grateful for what God has done in our church and in our lives. And the truth is, in 2020, a lot more was birthed in our lives than destroyed. We think that God was taking things and destroying things in our life, but he wasn't. He was actually birthing seeds. And Pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes talks a lot about that, the seed of what was happening in 2020. And we learned more about ourselves. We learned more about our families. We learned more about one another in 2020 than we ever did in any other year. All right, so Romans 12:2. The Apostle Paul gives us a sermon on letting go. So 12:2 says this, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters." This isn't just an idea. This is strong advice for Soul Church from Paul. "In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." Paul is saying, at the start of a brand new year, I want you to present your life as a living sacrifice. In other words, Paul is saying there are things alive in our lives right now that we need to let die. There's things that are alive in us from 2020 that we need to let go of. The old ways have to die for the new ways to bear fruit. In order for 2021 to come alive, we have to present 2020's unresolved issues before the throne of God and sacrifice them before the Lord. So the question is this: what needs to die? Old thinking, old habits, old conversations, old memories. And the Bible says this: this is holy and pleasing to God. This is true and proper worship. This pleases God. But I thought true and proper worship was when we lifted our hands in church. And that's all part of worship. But, you know, part of our worship is offering up the things in our lives that need to die. That's part of our worship. I know you sing so well, and when you declare what a beautiful name it is, you sing so beautiful. But the reality is, it's only part of your worship. And it goes on, it says this in verse 2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Two words pop out from this text, two words. Number one is conform, and number two is transform. Conform. What is conform? Conform is the way that the world works. It's the pattern of this world. The world works from the outside in. Social media is driving this right now. Everything is about the external. It is about the filters, the likes, the image, the angle. And we spend so much of our time, our energy, our money constantly conforming and trying to perform to the patterns of this world. We want to look sharper, dress better. We want to build muscle. We want to lose weight. All of these things, and they're not necessarily all bad things, but what they are is the patterns of this world. It is conforming to everyone else. But Jesus said, or Paul said from this scripture, he said, "I don't want you to conform to the patterns of this world. I want you to transform." And the only way we can let go of the things in our lives that have held us back is not to work from the outside in, but work from the inside out. You see, to conform works from the outside in, but God transforms, as we've been singing this morning, from the inside out. God's far more interested in the internals, the spiritual part of our lives, than he is the externals. And so many of our New Year's resolutions are set from the outside in. Lose weight, go to the gym, save up for a new car, buy the watch that you've always wanted. But here's the deal, it is the outside in. And God's saying, I'm not disinterested in the outside in, but what I'm really interested is transformation from the inside out. God is saying in 2021, I want to get to work on transforming your inside. So much of our lives right now on the outside have been changed. Everything's changing on the outside. Some of us feel controlled. Some of our freedom's been taken out away from us on the outside. Who we spend time with, where we can go, where we can't go. And all those external things can be controlled and they can be changed in an instant, as we've found out. But there is some good news today. Governments, politicians, people, laws can change the externals, the outside, but you are still in charge of the inside. There is the patterns of this world, but you are in charge of transformation on the inside. No government, no virus, no scientist, no control on the outside can affect how we feel on the inside. We get to choose the inside out. 2021 will either be known for a year where we just continue to conform to the pattern of this world, or we choose to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I wonder how many of our goals this year are set from the outside in or are set from the inside out. There's nothing wrong with setting goals. I'm trying to stay off sugar. I'm trying to eat better, eat cleaner, and all those things, and they are positive things. But God is far more interested in us setting spiritual, internal goals for our lives. And here's what happens when you live from the inside out. This is the fruit of it. The Bible says you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. When you live from the inside out, not the outside in, you understand and you experience the perfect will of God for your life. And so these are four areas that this week I made a decision, as I've been in Romans, in the book of Romans, to present these four areas of my life as living sacrifices daily. These are four areas for me, four goals. These are my four personal goals this year that I'm going to daily lay as a living sacrifice. I want to share them with you. They're personal to me, but I know that they're going to help you too. These are four areas that daily, as I sacrifice them, I'll be able to renew my mind. And as soon as they come alive on the outside, I'm going to renew my mind on the inside. Are you ready? Inside out. Number one is this. I am going to sacrifice fear daily. Sacrifice fear. Fear is what comes from the outside. The pattern of this world right now is fear, uncontrollable. It is rampant right now in society. As the news on the outside swept in last week, I'll be honest, it began to affect me on the inside. Anyone else, be honest, that news on the outside began to get on my inside. And I feel this is a word for someone today. We've got a daily sacrifice. Present our bodies, present our lives, our thoughts as a living sacrifice. God wants you to sacrifice your fear. And in this season, don't make permanent decisions based on temporary fears that you're feeling. The more fear we allow into our lives, you know what? It's the harder for us to grow spiritually. If you're struggling right now spiritually, we're going to pray that as you sacrifice that fear, God's going to fill you with His peace. And this is what God showed me on Monday, that bad news is inevitable, but fear is optional. Bad news is inevitable. You've only got to switch on the news right now. It's inevitable. You're just getting bombarded by fear. But bad news, but fear is optional in our lives. And so Jesus is speaking to His disciples, and they're struggling with fear like you and I. And Jesus shows them how to deal with fear. And if you're dealing with fear right now, this is your scripture. Truly I tell you, the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth. What does bind mean? The word means disallow. Disallow. Nothing more frustrating if you're a football fan than seeing a team's goal disallowed. Okay, we experienced it this week watching Norwich. Todd Cantwell's goal was disallowed. Okay, you'd have seen a very different side to your pastor when I was watching that. Okay, the word means disallow. Whatever you disallow, truly I tell you, whatever you disallow on earth will be disallowed in heaven. bind on the earth on the outside, it's the earth. Whatever you bind on earth, whatever you disallow on earth, it's the outside. Here's what happens. God disallows it in the spiritual realm on the inside. Fear comes from the outside, and when fear begins to come, you've got to make a decision to bind fear, to disallow fear. Well, how do you do that? You speak this word out. I bind you, fear, in the name of Jesus. What you're saying is, I am disallowing fear to come through my life. I disallow fear in my home. I disallow fear at the dinner table. I disallow fear in the talk. I disallow. Some of you need to disallow fear again. Whatever you bind on earth is on the outside, is disallowed on the inside in the heavenly spiritual realms. These nine words, every time, every single time you are feeling fear on the outside, you take authority on it in the name of Jesus and say, I bind, I disallow fear in the name of Jesus. You see, fear is a reaction, faith is a decision. You have to make a decision. If you allow it, fear will sweep over your home, sweep over your dinner table. It's a sacrifice you present to God. And this week, I had to take authority over it in my own home. I disallow fear in the Norman household. Dads, stand up in your home. Arrest fear by the power of the name of Jesus. I'm getting excited. As we do and this, we're renewing our minds. And God is transforming us from the inside out. We sacrifice fear. The second thing that daily I've been making a decision to do in 2021 is to sacrifice disappointment. If you're really honest right now, you're watching, we all feel pretty disappointed. The pattern of this world right now is disappointment. If you're not disappointed, I don't know what planet you're on. Disappointed on how Christmas went, New Year's went, disappointed not being able to be with our loved ones, disappointed not being able to church. I mean, we canceled the Wonder, we canceled Christmas Eve, we canceled services in the room today. Someone go and get the violin out. I mean, it is disappointing. And we all felt low. We all had low moments over Christmas. And there'll probably be some low moments ahead. And I'm disappointed and I'm hurting for those who are suffering in our church with COVID right now. Disappointed for those who've been in hospital. Disappointed for those amazing NHS and key workers who've battled over this season. Our amazing teachers and those in education who've done such a great job to continue to educate and help and love our children. But there's been wave after wave of disappointment. And disappointment is so frequent in our lives, the problem is it's become normal. There's two causes to disappointment. I need to write these down. By the way, this does get happy. Does get happy. Two causes. How are we doing in the chat? Fear no more. Wow, wow, wow. Women of worth. Wow. Two causes of disappointment. Write this down. Okay, are you ready? Number one, the first cause of disappointment is things you remember, and the second cause of disappointment is things we forget. They're the only two causes of disappointment. Things you remember, things you forget. Things we remember. Number one, the church in Philippi, they were caught up in disappointment in the past. Things had not gone well. They were under Roman occupation, so Paul writes to them, and he says this, "Church, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forward to the things which are ahead." All of us have experienced disappointments in life, in church, in family, in work over the past few months. People let you down, government let you down, church lets you down, leadership lets you down. Maybe some of you even feel that God is letting you down. You see, memory is only a good thing if you remember the right things. Sometimes we're so tied to the past that we have no aspirations. Next week, Rachel's going to be talking about anything is possible when it comes to your dreams and trusting God for the future. But it's so important that we remember the right things. Yeah. Second reason for the disappointment is things we forget. So you will live in disappointment if you constantly remind yourselves of all the things in the past. The second thing is the things we forget. It says, one thing I do, reaching forward, forgetting the things which are behind, that's forgetting, and reaching forward to the things which are ahead. I don't know if anyone's ever spotted this in Scripture, but Paul says one thing I do, but actually he does two things. Just put it out there. Number one, he chooses to forget the past. But number two, he chooses to remember the promises ahead. How quickly, starting with Pastors John and Chantel, can we forget the promises of God? Whenever I forget the promises of God, disappointment is birthed in my life. It happens all the time. First thing is I forget, I remember all the bad stuff. And the second way that disappointment enters my life is when I forget the promises of God. And disappointment even turns into despair. What are the promises of God? I'm going to remind you of some of the promises of God for your life for 2021. Number one is this: God has promised to supply every need you have. Number two, God has promised that His grace is sufficient for you. Number three, God has promised that His children will not be overtaken with temptation. Number four, God has promised us victory over death. Number five, God has promised us that all things work together for good. Despite the pain, despite the disappointment, I want to encourage you to remember the promises of God. This is our mind-renewing moment. This is how we sacrifice disappointment. I've got to sacrifice fear, present my body, present my fear, and then I present my disappointment before God. And this is how we sacrifice disappointment. When God is big, disappointment will always look small. The only way I know how to deal with disappointment, in fact, I don't know any other way, is to keep making God bigger in my life. It's called trust. Sounds cliche? We have to trust God with every single area of our lives. Romans 8:28, all things, COVID, your family, your business, your past, all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purposes. Some of life's worst chapters actually make the best stories. And I'm believing God that anything is possible this year. Church, do not carry 2020's disappointments into 2021. Disappointment stops you, it hurts you, it paralyzes you. Sacrifice the disappointment of 2020 today and trust God. Number three, the third area for us to sacrifice, is to sacrifice unforgiveness. Now, these are personal to me, remember, but for some of you, that they might work too. And this kind of works on from disappointment, because sometimes we're disappointed because we've been hurt. Possibly the hardest area we need to renew our minds in. You see, the pattern of this world is unforgiveness. We get hurt because of what happens on the outside. We've probably all been hurt at some point in 2020. Maybe it was your employer. Maybe it was a partner, spouse. Often those who are closest to us hurt us the most. The pattern of this world is you hurt me, so I'll live with hurt. Or you hurt me, so I'll hurt someone back. That's the pattern of this world. But we don't live according to the pattern of this world. We don't live according to what happens on the outside. Paul says we live according to the transformation on the inside. So we have to make a choice. We're either going to live by the pattern, the unforgiveness of this world, or we're going to live by the transformation of the Holy Spirit on the inside. Unforgiveness is a robber. Unforgiveness steals the very life which Christ came to give. But John, why should I forgive? And I know for many of you, you've been hurt. There's been a lot of pain. And I'll never know what you've been through over the past few months, even the last few years. people who should have known better. But the reason that we're able to sacrifice our unforgiveness is simply because Christ has forgiven us. Colossians 3:13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." I'm not expecting too many comments or amens in the chat right now, because I might be just, you know, prodding at something that is still raw. But I want to encourage you, do not allow unforgiveness to rob you this year. So how do we sacrifice unforgiveness? I'm glad you asked. Number one, you got to decide. Number two, you got to depend. Number one, decide. You got to start with a decision. This is the moment that you tell unforgiveness, "You are unwelcome in my 2021. We cannot afford to carry the pains and the hurts and the regrets, the unforgiveness into a brand new year. This 2021 is going to have enough of its own challenges without bringing the baggage of a previous year in." So you've got to make a decision today that you're going to decide to renew your mind. You're not going to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but you're going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Number two, you've got to depend. You can't forgive without the power of the Holy Spirit. You decide and then you depend. For unforgiveness is too hard to let go of on your own. There is no book. There is no counseling session. You have to invite the Holy Spirit into this area of your life. John 20:22 says, "He breathed on them and said to them," this is Jesus speaking, "receive the Holy Spirit." Now, having received the Holy Spirit and being led and directed by Him, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. How do you forgive the sins? How? By receiving the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? If you're new to church, it is the presence of God in our life. This is why it's the anointing service today. We're believing as we anoint you with oil and the presence of God comes alive in your life, He will give you the strength to let go of unforgiveness, to let go of offense, to let go of some of the things that have hurt you in 2020. So the first thing you got to do is decide. Then you depend, and then third is you act. Forgiveness starts with decision. The Holy Spirit breathes on the decision, but then you've got to put it into action. Luke 6:27 says this, "Pray for your enemies." Are you kidding? I think that's probably the hardest scripture in the Bible. Pray for your enemies. It doesn't say ignore them, it says pray for them. Pray for their happiness, pray for their welfare, pray for their well-being. The Bible doesn't ask you to hang out with them, buy them chocolates. All He asks you to do is pray for them. So I want to encourage you to pray for those who've hurt you. I'm sorry if this is a little heavy at the start of the year, but the reason is I don't want you to carry the hurt and the bitterness and the anger of the previous year into this new year. You know, who are you helping the most when you forgive the person who hurt you? You're not helping them, you're helping you. Forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. Chantel says it in her story, "Forgiveness doesn't make you weak, it sets you free." And I'm believing today that you're going to let go of some of the unforgiveness on the outside by allowing God to do a work on the inside. I'm determined, and I know you're determined as well, to go into 2021 in freedom. The fourth area that I'm making a decision to daily sacrifice, to daily renew my mind from the inside out, is to sacrifice shame. Shame. If the enemy wants to do one thing, it's to keep reminding us of our mistakes, to keep reminding us of who we were, where we've been, what we've done. And we have to make a daily decision to sacrifice our shame-filled thoughts. 2 Colossians 2:13 says, "You were dead because of your sins and because of your sinful nature. It was not yet cut away. But God made you alive with Christ." I love this. He forgave all your sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us, and He took it away by being nailed to the cross. You know, when anyone was convicted in a Roman court of law, they would be given a certificate of their crimes, and it would list all their crimes, and it would be nailed on the door of their prison cell. It would list every crime. Maybe it said, didn't wear a mask in Tesco's, hug someone in church. That was a joke. Theft, adultery, debauchery. I don't know what they would have written on those certificates. Okay? But all their crimes. Imagine having a certificate of crime. Imagine someone came up to you right now and gave you a list of every mistake, every sin, every crime. And it wasn't just given to you so you could lock it away in a treasure chest. It was put on a public door so people could walk past. That's exactly how prisoners would be. And after the prisoner had served their sentence, whether it was one day or 20 years, their sentence would be cleared. And the Roman guard would come, and in red ink, he would write the words across the certificate, "It is finished." And every single one of their crimes would have been paid for. They would be cleared. No need for more punishment. You know, when Jesus went to the cross, he took our certificates with him. He took our certificates. And isn't it interesting what Jesus said when he'd received the drink? Jesus said these words just before he passed and went to be with his Father in heaven. He said these three words: "It is finished." When Jesus bowed his head and he said his final words, he said that every single one of my sins, my shames, my crimes, my poor choices, he said, "I have taken every one of your certificates and I have paid for them in full." And he writes these three words across our lives. He says, "It is finished." 2020's mistakes, 2020's sins, 2020's regrets, 2020's shames. Jesus is saying today, "It is finished." If God's not choosing to remember my past, then why am I? It is finished. Isaiah 43 says, "Yes, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake, and I will never think on them again." Wow. You see, right living, it begins with right believing. We've got to believe right. We've got to sacrifice today. Our thinking that shame is something that we've got to carry and hold on to. If you're a follower of Christ today, you're forgiven. It is finished. You know what the pattern of this world is right now? It's to shame people, to point a finger of judgment. The pattern of this world is to watch people make mistakes. But God says, no. We don't live to the pattern or conform to the pattern of this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I want you to know today that you're free. You're free from fear. You're free from disappointment. You're free from unforgiveness, and you're free from shame. Do not conform. I'm going to keep reading this scripture until you grab hold of it today, because I feel some of you got it and some of you haven't. Do not conform. Steve, do not conform. Sarah, do not conform. Mark, do not conform. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. The world wants you to live with fear, with disappointment, in unforgiveness, carrying on to shame. But God comes along and he says, it's a new year, it's a new day, and I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. I want fear to die, disappointment to die, unforgiveness to die, shame to die. I will not conform to the patterns and the outside, but I will commit to transformation on the inside. God is revealing some stuff today on the outside that he does not want us to carry into the inside. What lays ahead of you is what's greater than behind you, by the power of Jesus Christ. Wow. I wish you were all in the room today. Come on, let's stand to our feet. We're going to present our fears, present our disappointments, present our unforgiveness. Come on, we're going to present our shame at the foot of the cross. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come right now into your bedroom, to your hospital ward, to your living room, wherever you are right now. Power of the presence of God is here at the start of this year. You got to make a decision to sacrifice these four areas. Number one is fear right now. What is your fear? What is the fear that you're holding on to? What is the fear that you've allowed to take hold on the inside? Father, I come against fear right now by the precious name of Jesus. I declare your words, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I speak peace and love and hope. We let go of fear. Fear, leave people's bedrooms, leave people's homes, leave people's businesses right now. We let go of fear. We release it right now from our lives. We sacrifice it. In Jesus' name. Father, I know that many are dealing with disappointment. And the only way we can deal with disappointment is to trust. To trust you that all things work together for good. We hold on to your promises. We hold on to those promises. Right now, I want you to get a fresh resolve in Christ. A fresh resolve that you're going to come out of this. A fresh resolve that you're going to see your family again. A fresh resolve that your business is going to succeed. A fresh resolve that you're going to make it through 2021. Come on, let's shift our thinking right now. Come on, let's renew our minds. We're not conformed to the patterns of what the media say. Come on, let's transform the renewing of our minds. Come on, let's get it on the inside right now. Come on, let's get disappointment out. Let's get disappointment, resentment, the hurts of 2020. Father, we lay it at the foot of the cross. The disappointment of not being able to be together, the disappointment of the wonder, the disappointment of not being able to go on holiday, see friends, family, the disappointment of what 2020 brought, we give it to you. We trust you, Father. We trust you. Come on, let it go right now. Maybe some of you just need to say that, I'm letting go of disappointment. Just say it out loud. I'm letting go of disappointment. Come on, let your ears hear it. I'm letting go of disappointment. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to sacrifice unforgiveness. This is a difficult one because it's painful. But right now, I want you to remember, this can only happen through the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't do this in your own strength. So I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit to come right now and help you forgive. Help you forgive. Remember, unforgiveness does not rob the person who's hurt you. It robs you. This is where we make the choice to sacrifice it. Present our bodies. We present those things in our lives that have the potential to harm us. So Holy Spirit, I invite you right now to come. Help us to forgive. Help us to let go of unforgiveness. Help us to let go of those who've hurt us, those who've caused us pain. Because Father, your plan and your will is that we walk in freedom. So I pray for the strength right now. Maybe someone needs to pick up the phone sometime this week. Maybe someone needs to drop someone a text message and say, hey, let's just agree to disagree on this subject. Maybe some of us just need to move forward. Don't allow unforgiveness to be a resident in your home, in your mind, in your heart. Unforgiveness is an unwelcome guest in your life for 2021. And finally, we're going to sacrifice shame. Shame wants to continually remind you of who you were. Shame wants to continually remind you of what you did. But today we're going to shame the shamer. We're going to shame the shamer. Because every time you make a decision to say, I am a child of God, I am walking in freedom despite the choices of my past, like Paul, one thing I do, forgetting the things behind, I reach forward to the things which are ahead. You shame the shamer. Now shame him right now. I want you to declare right now, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I want you to say those words, three words. I am forgiven. I am free. I am a child of God. I am not carrying the shame of my past into my God-given future. I am walking in victory into 2021. Shame, you have no hold on my life. Sin, you have no hold on my life. Come on, right now, sacrifice it. Sacrifice fear. Sacrifice disappointment. Sacrifice unforgiveness. Sacrifice the shame. Shame the shamer in Jesus' name. Come on. Why don't we declare it out? Why don't we sing? Why don't we worship?
So
why don't we magnify?
Life, you have been faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you have.
All my life, you have been faithful. God's been faithful. God continued to be faithful in your life. You know, today, we've been talking about transformation. But transformation begins with an invitation. And the invitation today is to come to Jesus. It's really simple that anyone who does not know Jesus as their Savior, as their friend, you have an opportunity to know Him today. Right now, wherever you are, if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Christ, I want you to pray right now in this moment. In your home, just begin to pray because people are watching this all over the world. And we're going to believe right now this is a moment where people get to respond to the message of Jesus. The message is a message of love, a message of hope. It's a message of forgiveness. And God loves you, friend. I don't know your story, but He does. I don't know what your background is, but He does. He knows every intricate detail about your life, yet He still chooses to love you and love me. The Bible says, for all have sinned. We've all messed up. We've all made mistakes. But the good news is, God sent Jesus to this earth to take our sins, to take our mistakes, to take our shame on the cross, so we don't have to carry it any longer. And at the start of a brand new year, you don't have to carry your mistakes, the sin, you don't have to carry it any longer. Jesus is saying, come to me. It's an invitation. As a result of that invitation, there can be transformation in your life. But you've got to respond and you've got to accept His love, His forgiveness towards you. You say, well, no, I'm not good enough. If you knew what I'd done wrong, hey, none of us are good enough. None of us are good enough. None of us are worthy to receive someone going to a cross, going for a crucifixion for us. But that's why Jesus died, because He loved you. Jesus doesn't just see where you're at right now. He sees what you can be. And as you receive His forgiveness, receive His love, and as you let go of those four areas of your life, you can become everything that God created you to be. I'd love for you to join me in this prayer. Let's believe God for a new start. Maybe you once walked with God, but today you're struggling in your faith. You say this prayer too. You can reconnect with God today. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that He loves me. Thank you that He died for me. Right now, I need you. I'm sorry for living life my own way. Forgive me of my past. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Today is a new day. I choose to follow you. Amen. Amen. Come on, in your living room, we're going to cheer you on. We're going to cheer you on right now from the room, our staff, those in the room. Come on, well done. What a great decision. What we need you to do is, if you said that prayer for the first time or reconnect it, please, please drop us a text message. There's a number on the screen, or let us know in the chat, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube. Let us know, and our team on hand would love to help you take the next step forward. The other thing you can do is either get hold of a paperback Bible or download the Bible app. I love the Bible app. It's a fantastic way to really help read the Bible, and there's some great reading plans. We're also going to be highlighting another app this year called the Glorify app, which really helps people understand how to pray and develop more of an intimate relationship. So check out Glorify as well. And finally, stay connected. Okay, stay connected. As I said earlier, I know we're socially distanced, but we don't have to be spiritually distanced in this season. Stay connected online. Stay upbeat. Stay in touch. Let us know any ways that we can support you and help you in this season. So I want to encourage you. Hey, I want to encourage you. We're going to get through this season, but daily you've got to make a decision to sacrifice unforgiveness, to sacrifice disappointment, to sacrifice fear, and to sacrifice shame. I believe if we do that, the things on the outside are going to feel a whole lot better because we've dealt with the inside. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will discover the will of God for 2021. Amen. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.